It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I am Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. And every week at 9 on Thursdays, we talk about news events. We talk to people all related to Lincoln County government on the program today. Great to have with us Commissioner Bill Hall.
Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Bill. And this is not unfamiliar territory for you with your history in radio, so...
That's right. And, of course, you know, I worked here for 14 years. This particular studio didn't exist at the time that I left, but, of course, I've been here many times since, usually a guest on Hotline and occasionally a guest host of Hotline.
Well, you know, no one's probably more comfortable in front of a microphone than you.
I suppose. You know, people ask me, do you miss radio? And I say, well, I'm on often enough that I really don't get a chance to miss it, and that's great.
Well, it fits perfectly into, I think now, what you do for the county, that you have a history of county government and have, you know, had government and all kinds of organizations, you know, basically a magnifying glass of these, writing about these. It makes you perfectly qualified, Bill. I think that's great. And it's nice to have you back in the saddle here. So we're going to talk to Bill in just a moment on connections. And I did want to remind everyone, as we begin to talk about the fair today and the fairgrounds, remember, we've got some resources for you online. We've got that Blue Ribbon Committee report. And the survey online for you. There's also a link there if you want to provide your input. We certainly would welcome that.
Yes, we would.
You can contact a commissioner there. And in fact, Bill, also online this morning, I was watching a December 5th Board of Commissioners meeting in which you discussed what had happened at the public kickoff meeting in regard to the fair. So we've got some resources there. Where folks can provide feedback. We're looking for that feedback. It's all available online. A lot of other resources, too. So we'll make a few more comments about that before the end of the program. And yeah, Bill, maybe can we create an umbrella and put into context what we're trying to do right now?
Well, Casey, I think I'd sum it up by saying we're trying to chart a new direction for the Lincoln County Fairgrounds, and as part of that, for the Lincoln County Fair. You know, we can get into some of the historical context, but this fair and a lot of fairs have really been in kind of a fiscal crisis and an identity crisis for a number of years. And we have been working for the past several years, really I'd say goes back about 5 years to the initial vote for the increase in the transient room tax and setting aside part of that money for a fair facilities fund to try and find a way to deal with some of the long-term decline and long-term issues that have developed with the fairgrounds.
One of the things you had told me that, you know, many years ago, general fund money from the county actually went towards the operation and facilities. Is that correct? Or?
Right. And, you know, the county still does invest a pretty significant amount if you look at the staff time that goes into routine maintenance, repair projects, certainly managing the grounds, doing all the booking was a significant financial challenge in the early 1990s. The county hit another downturn with the recession of 2002-2003. And in the mid-90s, the commissioners in place at the time, you know, this was long before I was in office, but I did observe this as a reporter covering the county at the time, they made a decision as they looked at the long-term priorities of county government. They felt that certainly the fair is a cherished and beloved institution, has a lot of good, but they really felt that over the long term they were not going to be able to justify continued general fund money for the staging of the fair itself. So over a four-year period, they stepped down the county contribution until it was for staging the fair, until that money was completely eliminated. And for a few years after that, the fair did continue to thrive despite the withdrawal of that general fund money. But really, over the last 10 years, it's... Despite some real heroic efforts by some fair board members with a lot of time, energy, and commitment, it's just really been kind of a downward spiral that we have been working to arrest.
You know, when we try to wrap our heads sometimes around the, you know, the cultural significance of the events, and you and I have discussed, well, here at a point in time before modern communications, this was truly a place where folks, you know, would be able to see what other people were doing and learn from other people kind of on an annual basis.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, you go back to, like, probably the early 1920s, and let's say somebody from Walport, the only time they might see a fellow farmer from, say, Otis might be at the county fair. That would be, you know, travel was such a challenge even in the early 1920s that it really was truly maybe the one time of the entire year that the county came together at a common time and place.
Yes. Well, times have changed. We're talking to Bill Hall, talking about the fairgrounds. Great discussion today. We hope you join us in just a moment. Stay with us on Lincoln County Connections.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
One time a year, now during the holiday season, Mariner Square Attractions puts their season passes on sale for the believe it or not price of just $9. Season passes get you into all three Mariner Square attractions, the Waxworks, Undersea Gardens, and Ripley's Believe It or Not, as many times as you like during 2013. And right now, season passes are on sale in the Mariner Square gift shop for just $9. The Undersea Gardens takes you beneath the sea, up close and personal, with a stunning array of marine life in their natural habitat. Enter the realm of the strange and wondrous. Ripley's Believe It or Not, and prepare to be amazed as you enter the Wax Museum. Your season passes will get you into all three Mariner Square attractions anytime you want during 2013 for only $9 per person. That's a tremendous savings over the regular price of admission. Mariner Square on Newport's historic bayfront. Season passes good January through December 31st, 2013.
PATA wishes to remind all of us to be aware and discuss with your children your beliefs, morals, and expectations. Children watch and then emulate those behaviors they see in the important adults in their lives. Verbalize that you trust your child and you trust in their good decision-making. Reinforce your family morals. Parental disapproval is the biggest factor in preventing children in using tobacco, alcohol, or drugs.
PATA, the Partnership Against Alcohol and Drug Abuse, is a Newport group dedicated to helping the children and older youth in our community to be safe and healthy.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Listen, your 5% cash back program is to die for. What's the new category?
You will love it. Right now, you can get 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Only from Discover.
Shut the door. 5% cash back? I shop online all the time.
No joke. Everywhere online.
Best category ever.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Back with Lincoln County Connections. Thanks for joining us today. We're talking to Commissioner Bill Hall, and if you have just joined us, please be reminded that these programs are offered as podcasts on Yaquina Bay Communications radio station's website. It's a great service. You can listen to this in the future. We also archive them at the county's website, so be aware, and if you didn't get a chance to catch us earlier, you certainly can at a later date via the internet. Bill, fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like this has kind of come to a head to me, in the sense that you're really going to have this economic analysis, this business plan, all this feasibility studies and stuff. They're kind of finally coming to the head, but the public is a key component.
Oh, yeah, every step of the way. I mean, 5 years ago, 2007, when we proposed the vote to increase the transient room tax and set aside part of that money in the Fair Facilities Fund, that required public buy-in. That passed with a 60% vote. And then once we had that, the next thing the Board of Commissioners did was to set up the Blue Ribbon Fair Committee. And their task, their charge, and this was a citizens committee made up of people from a variety of walks of life from throughout the county, was essentially to come up with a plan to move forward on the future of the fairgrounds and the fair event itself. And they came back to us with a whole series of reports or recommendations, one of which was that the county fair continue to happen as an event. Another was that it continue to happen at the current site in Newport. And I think that's just a reflection of reality. You know, I've been here for 25 years, and I know that there's been talk of moving the fair out of Newport long before that. But I think just looking at the fiscal realities, not that we'd never say never if the right opportunity presented itself, but you're talking about an investment of tens of millions of dollars for maybe a 20, 30, 40-acre site, all the infrastructure, improvements to the site, utilities, roads, parking, and then, of course, buildings. So, yeah, I think that the Blue Ribbon Committee did not see, and we do not see, a path to achieve that really within any of our lifetimes. So essentially the committee said, and what we're looking at is, how can we make the most of what assets we have? And then their next recommendation was that we engage consultants really to come up with a comprehensive master plan for the site. And we did that. We went out, issued a request for proposals. We interviewed several consulting teams, and the one who was selected to carry out this project is LRS Architects and Eco Northwest. They really made a very strong presentation, and I was part of the interview panel with them, along with Wayne Belmont, the county council, Frank Geltner of Seal Rock, who was the chair of the Blue Ribbon Committee and now also is chair of the Lincoln County Fair Board. And so we had that first public meeting recently, and you know, we're trying to come up with a common vision, what people would want in a redeveloped fairgrounds. And then the other thing that I think, you know, and so this was the first opportunity for public input, but it's certainly not the last opportunity. As you pointed out, Casey, people can contact us at any time through the website with that sort of input. And as ECO and LRS continue to move forward, there are going to be additional public presentations and opportunities for comment as well. But not only are they going to come up with the master plan, they're going to give us a framework for a business plan. And I think I can't emphasize this enough, because I've heard some people say, well, you build it, they will come, that a new redeveloped facility will generate a lot more business. And hopefully that's going to be the case. But what I had already kind of gathered intuitively, the consultant team confirmed for us at that meeting, every facility of this type in Oregon needs a public subsidy of some kind, an ongoing operating subsidy, whether it be property tax, room tax, something else that we haven't imagined yet. So we're going to have to probably go back to the voters with a proposal and see if they consider this a priority, something that they're willing to support.
Yeah, I think that what I have realized over time is that you're really making this concerted effort to do it right and make sure no stones were left unturned. Mm-hmm. Because to play devil's advocate here, Bill, even I had these moments where I went, oh, we're hiring these consultants, and you know, here we go with this process. But watching the public meeting, watching these gentlemen you know, unfold the next steps, looking at the kind of experience they have and doing just the type of thing that they're charged to do, really gave me a sense of confidence that we will come away from this process knowing that we made the right steps, made the right decisions to put value on it.
I really think so.
They are quite the talented group. Some of the facilities that they've done are pretty impressive and way beyond the scale of anything we're capable of doing, obviously, but certainly gives you an idea that they have seen different uses. And with the public feedback that and the folks that came out to that first meeting, I would say that was really encouraging, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think people seem to have the sense that they wanted to present their vision for a redeveloped fairgrounds, but I think people understood that there's going to have to be some give and take in this process, and that maybe they won't get a facility that meets every one of their desired goals, but if we can come close enough to provide something that's workable for them. Hopefully we get there. Just if I could throw out, you know, one example there, one partner that's been at the table and expressed a lot of interest in this whole process is the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce. They're looking for a new facility to house the Seafood and Wine Festival, and there's at least some potential that a redeveloped an expanded main exhibit hall could be that site.
Well, let's talk about that in just a moment. Okay. We come back on Lincoln County Connections. Commissioner Bill Hall is with us, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Need great gifts for the do-it-yourself on your list? Put quality under the tree. Use DeWalt tools from Mills Ace Hardware in Lincoln City. Save $50 on a DeWalt 18-volt compact driver impact driver kit. DeWalt saw blade sets and bit sets make great stocking stuffers, and they're only $9.99. DeWalt tool bags, $19.99. Ace really is the place in Lincoln City with the helpful hardware folks. Mills Ace Hardware, North and South, Lincoln City, for Christmas shopping.
Great holiday gift ideas are close to home and priced to sell at Factory Mattress Outlet and Lincoln Sew and Vac. Sealy Premier Firm or Plush Queen Mattress Set start at just $3.99. Double Twin Wood Bunk Beds, frame only $4.99. U.S. Made Simplicity Vacuums start at just $99. And the Janome Magnolia Sewing Machine is just $3.99. Great gift ideas right here at home. Factory Mattress Outlet, it's much more than a mattress store. Open 7 days a week.
The holidays are really special in Nye Beach, especially at Nye Cottage Beads. Right now, Nye Cottage Beads is having a sale. Almost every item in the store is priced at 20% off. Plus, take off another 20% when you donate your old used jewelry to Bejeweled, the event that raises funds for the Lincoln County Food Share. So save now during the big holiday sale going on at Nye Cottage Beads, one block north of the Performing Arts Center. NyeCottage.com.
What if we got rewarded for every good decision?
Dinner. Meal needs a vegetable. Check.
Amazing!
Vegetables cooked with a healthier oil instead of butter?
Fantastic!
Replacing bad fats with healthier fats like those in canola or vegetable oil is good for your heart. Take up the challenge for good health because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Visit heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one, today.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on the program. Commissioner Bill Hall, remember County Connections is on every Thursday morning at 9 where we talk about news events and talk to people related to Lincoln County government, and that's a pretty big color palette, Bill. Glad to have you here with us. You were talking about basically these unique partnerships that you're looking into to drive shared resources on this fairground or grounds. Chamber being one of them.
Yeah, this is an exciting prospect if it can come together. And frankly, at this point, I think from the chamber perspective and the county and fair perspective, it's still a question mark. But if it could happen, I think it would be really great. You know, the chamber spends, from my understanding, $100,000 a year, maybe more, on setting up the tents, the fencing, and security for the Seafood and Wine Festival. And what I think the chamber is saying from its perspective is, wouldn't it make more sense maybe to apply part of that money to rent on a new facility? Problem is, you know, the chamber would probably need a 50,000 square foot building of all open space to house the festival. And, you know, as somebody said once, you don't build the church just to accommodate the Easter Sunday crowd. And the question is, would a facility like that size be too big, too impractical? Could we design maybe a 30 or 40,000 foot facility that would have the potential to be expanded with one tent for seafood and wine. And then we've also got to look at two. That's a huge event, absolutely huge. And what are the impacts on parking, traffic, and noise for the surrounding community? And again, full disclosure, my house is two blocks from the fairgrounds, so I've got some personal stake in this. But even if I didn't live that close to the fairgrounds, I would be really concerned for the residents, the schools, and everybody else who's within that ring of impact. And that was when we were putting together the request for proposals for the consultants in the first place and the scope of things we wanted them to address. I pushed very hard to make sure that things like that were taken into account in their plan.
Gosh, yeah, you start peeling back the onion on this, and it's really, really a dynamic, dynamic situation. But these guys, LRS and the partners being so forthcoming with what they really want, I mean, it's working out.
I really think so. And should we talk maybe a little bit more about their timeline now? They're just moving into their second phase of work following this initial, you know, in addition to the public meeting, they did focus groups with selected community groups, including the Town and Country Fair Committee, Extension 4-H, the Chamber, the Aquinnah Economic Foundation. So over the next few months, basically December through March, their plan is to come up with a preliminary report in rough draft form. Then, but before they finalize it, at that point, probably sometime March, you know, in March or maybe into April, they'll come back to us, do more public presentations, and say, this is the direction we're heading, but public partners, you know, do you see this as the right direction? What's your feedback? And then hopefully April, May, and June, they finalize the plan, and somewhere in June or July, we get the finished document. And at that point, then, it's up to the Board of Commissioners to decide, and the Fair Board, to decide what we do with it.
And I bet there'll be some enlightening twists and turns through the process.
No doubt.
You know, at least it's an open process. And for folks that are listening and they want to follow the process or want to contribute input, please be aware that going to the county homepage, we have a button called Hot Topics. And there's a drop-down menu there that leads you to the fairgrounds. So there's already some supplemental documentation there on the website, and that's where we'll put this information as it unfolds.
Mm-hmm. And for folks who were like not able to make that initial public meeting, I've already had contact, I think, a couple of people before the meeting, one after the meeting, said we weren't able to make the meeting, but here are things that we're looking for, or what our concerns. And, you know, it's not too late. If people right now, today, want to set down some ideas and suggestions on the direction to go with this and send it to me or send it to the Board of Commissioners' office, we will make sure that it gets to the consulting team and is taken into account as they develop their proposal for us.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Hall. It was great having you on the program today.
Thanks, Casey. Always a pleasure.
All right. Thanks for listening. And remember, same time, same place next week. 9, we'll do Lincoln County Connections. Thank you, Aquinnah Bay Communications. Have a happy, safe holiday, and we'll talk to you soon.
News Talk 1310 AM and 98.3 FM, KNPT, and streaming live at knptam.com.